the goal of simplifying how to stock up to get ahead. Learn more at AmazonBusiness.com and the listeners who support this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
By making a planned gift, you can support KPR for years to come. Options include contributing assets such as stocks, bonds, certificates of deposit, and real estate for your charitable gift. Contact your financial advisor or kansaspublicradio.org.
It is 57 degrees in Lawrence, 59 in Manhattan. It is 6:06.
Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, many other frequencies thanks to the generous donations of listeners just like you. You can listen online anytime at kansaspublicradio.org, also listener-supported. If you would like to become a supporter as well, it's simple. Just go to that web address, kansaspublicradio.org, and click on support. We would love to have you as a family member.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
Thanks so much for choosing to spend part of your day with us here at KPR. In our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then we are going to learn more about the terrible avalanche near Lake Tahoe in California. It was deadly for multiple backcountry skiers. And before we get to 7 o'clock, it is Black History Month. You probably already know that. We are going to talk about great black authors coming up on KPR.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Baby J's Legacy of Hope in Lawrence, founded by parents with lived experience, working alongside families during and after a child's cancer treatment, offering financial and emotional assistance. More at babyjslegacy.org.
Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow highs right around 60 degrees. Temperatures falling through the afternoon into the lower 50s. Gusty winds coming out of the west. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy in the evening with a low in the mid-20s. Highs only reaching the lower 40s on Friday, feeling a bit more February-like. The time is 6:20. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. A great way to get caught up on all the news from overnight. You'll get the latest national, international, and regional news so you can start your day in an informed way. Join us here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, featuring Nick Haines and local guest experts sharing insights and context around major news stories on Weekend Review, Fridays at 7:30 p.m. Information at kansascitypbs.org.
It's 6:30, and this is KPR.
Warrant signed by a judge during arrests. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Republicans have overridden a veto of a bill restricting bathroom use by transgender people, thus putting the policy into state law. The legislation requires public buildings, including schools and universities, to separate bathrooms and locker rooms based on sex assigned at birth. Supporters say the measure protects privacy in sensitive spaces. Democratic Representative Abby Boatman, who is transgender, spoke against the bill on the House floor.
This bill obviously discriminates against transgender people in ways that make our lives exponentially more difficult and dangerous.
In addition to bathroom restrictions, the new law prevents Kansans from changing the gender markers on driver's licenses and birth certificates. The head of the Kansas Bankers Association is speaking out against a federal bill that would cap interest rates on credit cards. KPR's Zach Boblett has that story.
The CAP Act would put a 10% cap on credit card interest rates. The legislation has broad bipartisan support, including Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall. But the president of the Kansas Bankers Association, Doug Wareham, argues the legislation will hurt borrowers and lenders.
We're just disappointed that our senator thinks a government price cap is the answer here.
Wareham says the cap will force community banks to leave the credit card market. Marshall's office issued a statement saying, quote, every single bank in Kansas is exempt, so one has to ask, why are Kansas bankers doing Wall Street's dirty work? The CAP Act remains under consideration in Congress. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice's longtime partner is suing him for $1 million in a lawsuit filed in Texas. As Sam Zeff tells us, she accuses Rice of abuse.
Dakota Jones says Rice abused her for almost 2 years in their homes in Lee's Summit in suburban Dallas. She also accused Rice of throwing objects at her, breaking furniture, and locking her out in the middle of the night. Much of this happened, the lawsuit says, while Jones was pregnant with their two children. Jones posted pictures of the alleged abuse on social media in January. At that time, the NFL said it was investigating Rice under the league's personal conduct policy. This is the latest legal trouble for Rice, who was convicted of a hit-and-run in Dallas in 2024. I'm Sam Zeff.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, partly cloudy skies overnight with lows in the mid-40s. For Thursday, sunshine, highs around 60 degrees, but temperatures will be falling into the lower 50s in the afternoon. Gusty winds out of the west. For Thursday night, lows in the mid-20s, feeling a bit more February-like, starting on Friday with highs topping out in the lower 40s. A red flag warning is in effect on Thursday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. for Allen, Neosho, and Wilson counties. You're listening to KPR.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
I'm Daryl Brogdon from the Retro Cocktail Hour. As you probably heard, the show is turning 30 years old. So we're having a party here in Lawrence, Kansas, February 27th and 28th. I hope you'll hang with us all weekend for live music and more, featuring concerts by Lawrence's Exotica Cocktail. And in from Los Angeles, the band known as Nutty. Some events have already sold out, so better get your tickets now. Just go to kansaspublicradio.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. 99.5 FM in Manhattan, lots of other frequencies too, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for joining us this evening. Coming up on KPR1, a little more All Things Considered, then at 7:01, news headlines, followed by 2 hours of classical music. Then we have Jazz in the Night at 9 o'clock. If you're joining us on KPR2, coming your way at 7 o'clock, we have the Moth Radio Hour.
Support for KPR comes from the Soulis Fine Art 20th Annual Winter Auction, featuring Kansas artists Berger Sanzane, along with historic works by KU faculty Raymond Eastwood, Robert Sudlow, and Albert Block. Details at MidwestArtAuction.com.
Partly cloudy skies tonight, low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high around 60, but temperatures falling through the afternoon into the 50s. Lows in the mid-20s tomorrow night, more February-like on Friday, with highs in the lower 40s. Be aware, there's a red flag warning in effect tomorrow for Allen, Neosho, and Wilson County. So down around Chanute, be aware, very high fire danger tomorrow.
Support for KPR comes from Delicious Del Sur, now hosting private events and offering catering for any occasion, featuring a variety of South American flavors, located at 724 Massachusetts Street. More at Delicious Del Sur's Facebook page.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm... This is All Things Considered from NPR News. Support for NPR comes from this station and from Amazon Business, offering business buying tools and technology with the goal of simplifying how to stock up to get ahead. Learn more at AmazonBusiness.com. From Luminescence Foundation. Luminescence Foundation is dedicated to shedding light on neurological research focused on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases, and supporting land conservation initiatives. From Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, a personalized program that bases rates on safe driving habits, at progressive.com. Not available in California or from all agents. And from the Skoll Foundation, dedicated to powering social innovators to transform the world. Learn more at skoll.org.
At Morning Edition, we take the news as it comes, day by day, story by story. We break it all down for you on Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Lawrence Opera Theater, presenting A Night on Broadway, an evening of Broadway hits, hidden gems, and opera classics for their annual fundraiser. February 28, 7:30 at Maselli's in Lawrence. Tickets at lawrenceopera.org.
Thanks so much for joining us this evening. Up next, we have news headlines, followed by Stardate, followed by 2 hours of classical music. Then at 9 o'clock, it's Jazz in the Night.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com.
A red flag warning signifying extreme grassland fire danger tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. That is for Allen, Neosho, and Wilson counties. Forecast for tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the mid-40s, sunshine tomorrow with a high around 60 fairly early in the day with temperatures falling in the afternoon. It's 7:01.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. The U.S. military looks to be sending even more ships and top-of-the-line warplanes into the Middle East. This comes as the U.S. and Iran are still discussing a possible nuclear deal. Here's NPR's Greg Myrie.
The Pentagon isn't talking about the U.S. military buildup, but flight tracking groups on social media say the U.S. is moving around 50 more fighter jets to countries near Iran. And President Trump has confirmed a second aircraft carrier is on the way. Trump is intentionally vague about what he wants to achieve. He says he favors a nuclear deal with Iran, which would necessitate more negotiations. Yet he's also voiced support for regime change in that country, which would likely require a major U.S. military operation. Iran says it's prepared to retaliate if attacked by the U.S. or Israel. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.
A new study from Johns Hopkins University shows the now-expired expanded Affordable Care Act premium tax credits drove major increases in health insurance enrollment. Scott Mousioni with member station WYPR has more.
Subsidies enacted during the COVID-19 pandemic led to significant enrollment gains among children, Black and Hispanic people, and those who live in rural areas, according to the data analysis. In total, researchers found the number of people enrolled in health insurance increased about 7% after the subsidies were implemented in 2021. Paul Jacobs is a health policy scientist at JHU.
Effectively, with these enhanced tax credits, we ran a 5-year natural experiment on what happens when you make insurance affordable. And it shows that it works. You know, you lower the price and people will take up that coverage.
The expanded premium tax credits expired this year and were not renewed by Congress. The Congressional Budget Office estimates about 4 million people will lose coverage without the subsidies. For NPR News, I'm Scott Mossioni in Baltimore.
President Trump hosted a reception at the White House to honor Black History Month. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports the event comes as Trump has faced backlash over a racist social media post.
President Trump kicked off the event by honoring the late Reverend Jesse Jackson, the civil rights icon who died this week.
Jesse was a piece of work. I want to tell you. He was a piece of work, but he was a good man. He was a real hero, and I just want to pay my highest respects to Reverend Jesse Jackson.
Attendees cheered his efforts to get additional funding for historically Black colleges and universities, tax cuts, and work for veterans, which he said helped African Americans. But the president has faced criticism for whitewashing African American history. Earlier this month, he posted on social media and then removed a video depicting former President Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama as apes. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, the White House.
The U.S. stock market ticked higher today. The S&P 500 rose more than 0.5%. It's NPR.
Stardate February 18th. The planet Mercury is putting in a decent appearance in the evening sky now. It looks like a bright star low in the west during twilight. And tonight, it has a prominent companion, the crescent moon. In fact, they'll look like they're almost touching each other. Mercury is tough to see because it's the closest planet to the sun. Because of that, it never moves far from the sun in our sky. At best, it's visible for an hour or two after sunset or before sunrise. Right now, it's farthest from the sun in the evening sky. For a few nights, it won't set until about an hour and 20 minutes after sunset. As twilight begins to fade, though, it's so low in the sky that you'll need a clear horizon to spot it. The moon is just a day and a half past new when it crossed between Earth and the sun. So the sun illuminates only a tiny fraction of the lunar hemisphere that faces our way. The rest of the disk will be faintly highlighted by Earthshine, sunlight reflected from Earth. That will enhance the beauty of this duo in the fading twilight. Two other planets are close by. Saturn is to the upper right of Mercury and the Moon and looks like a fairly bright star. Venus is heaving into view below them. It's much brighter than Mercury, but much lower, making it tougher to pick out. But Venus will climb higher over the coming weeks, blazing as the evening star. More about the Moon and Saturn tomorrow. McDonald Observatory offers workshops, guides, and other resources for teachers. Details at mcdonaldobservatory.org. And for the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Hi, I'm Jake Armerding. Here's a pastoral by Stravinsky that he must have really liked. He kept using it. It started out as a vocal exercise. Then in 1923, he arranged it for soprano, oboe, English horn, clarinet, and bassoon. 10 years later, he was back again, arranging it for violin and piano. It's very user-friendly, very recyclable. Thank you. It's the Boston Symphony Chamber Players performing Pastorale by Stravinsky. Coming up, Jean Sibelius goes too fast. As a young bluegrass fiddler, I played everything at a breakneck pace. I maintained that pace as long as possible and had no problem whatsoever with any of it. My body was indestructible. I was invincible. Most of all, I saw no reason to slow down. Why go slow if you can go fast? Patience is for the weak. Jean Sibelius had the same problem with his first symphony. It was just too fast. The way, if you don't know, the way that a composer communicates tempo, it's actually very simple. It's the same today as it was hundreds of years ago. It's called beats per minute. In construction, you have inches and feet, at least in the US and the UK. And in music, you have the minute. It's a specific length. It doesn't change. So we can look at a score Sibelius wrote over 100 years ago and know how fast he wanted the tempo. He was in his early 30s when he wrote this. You're not playing as fast as you were in your teenage years and 20s, but you're not as patient as you are in your 40s either. So most conductors disobey his tempo markings. They slow the train down a bit. Here's the Symphony No. 1. nice ominous ending to the Symphony No. 1 by Sibelius. Osmo Vanska conducting the Lahti Symphony Orchestra. Coming up, the North Texas winds are blowing.
Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. And Blue Collar Press. Located in Lawrence, Kansas, Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com.
Now here's your weather forecast for the KPR listening area. It's 51 and fair. Wind is from the east-southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low in the mid-40s. Wind will be from the southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then tomorrow clear with a high in the low 60s. Wind will be from the southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night clear with a low in the mid-20s. It's 51 and fair. That's KPR weather.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Now here's your weather forecast for the KPR listening area. It's 51 and fair. Wind is from the east-southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low in the mid-40s. Wind will be from the southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then tomorrow clear with a high in the low 60s. Wind will be from the southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night clear with a low in the mid-20s. It's 51 and fair. That's KPR weather.
I hope you had a wonderful Valentine's Day, and maybe there's a vase of beautiful flowers on your kitchen table this week. There is on mine. It's so great having flowers in the house. They make it so classy. There's only one downside. They block the view of the person across the table. Strangely enough, this was also a downside of early piano recitals. Instead of seeing the pianist in profile, the piano faced the audience. It blocked the view of the artist. This composer turned things 90 degrees. I'll tell you all about it coming up later this hour.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. The White House says representatives of over 40 nations will take part in a meeting tomorrow of what President Trump calls his Board of Peace. They're trying to raise money and troops for Gaza, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
At a Security Council meeting on the Middle East, U.S. Ambassador Mike Waltz was again calling on countries to support the Board of Peace. He says it will announce over $5 billion, and he dismisses criticism about the makeup of the board from, as he puts it, the chattering classes.
The Board of Peace, colleagues, is a board of action. And we will build upon this progress already made by addressing Gaza's early recovery and its humanitarian needs.
27 nations have formally joined. Only one country, Indonesia, has so far committed to sending troops to a stabilization force. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Congressional Democrats traveled to Ohio today to depose billionaire Les Wexner about his connections to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Wexner denies wrongdoing, but the legislators say they aren't convinced that's true. George Shilcock with member station WSU reports.
Wexner says in a statement he was naive and foolish to trust Epstein with his vast fortune. Wexner founded the limited and later owned Victoria's Secret, through which Epstein allegedly used his access to sexually traffic young women. House Oversight Ranking Member Robert Garcia of California says the 88-year-old is downplaying how close he was to Epstein, who Garcia says was enabled by Wexner's wealth.
I do not believe when Mr. Wexner says that he did not have a personal relationship or a friendly relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. I think that is bogus.
Garcia says no Republicans on the committee showed up, only their staff. For NPR News, I'm George Shilcock in Columbus.
At the Winter Olympics, double drama in men's ice hockey as two favorites, the U.S. and Canada, were both forced into overtime in knockout quarterfinal games. Steve Futterman reports.
The dream gold medal match of the U.S. versus Canada was on the brink twice on Wednesday. In the end, both the Americans and Canadians survived, but each had to do it in overtime. In the U.S.-Sweden game, the Americans were 91 seconds away from victory when Sweden tied the game 1-1. In the overtime, Quinn Hughes, who plays for the Minnesota Wild, was able to get the winning goal to keep the Americans alive. The Canada-Czechia game was even more dramatic. The Czechs took a 3-2 lead with less than 8 minutes left in regulation. Canada, minutes away from elimination, was able to tie the game and then, like the U.S., win in overtime. The two teams now advance to Friday's semifinals. For NPR News, I'm Steve Futterman in Milan.
The U.S. stock market ticked higher today. The S&P 500 rose more than 0.5%. The Dow added 0.25%. This is NPR.
Most breast cancers depend on the estrogen receptor to grow. Traditional therapies work by blocking or disabling this receptor. But in about 35% of the cases, cancer finds a way around traditional therapies. That's where this KU graduate researcher at the University of Kansas Medical Center is working to outsmart cancer.
My name is Matt Conda. I am a fourth-year PhD candidate at the University of Kansas Medical Center Cancer Center. I am a part of the School of Medicine, and my research is looking at aromatase inhibitor-resistant breast cancer.
When traditional estrogen-reducing or blocking therapies no longer work, what are you finding can be a solution?
We are looking at the androgen receptor. When breast cancers no longer respond to estrogen treatment, we see that there is an upregulation of androgen receptors, and we are finding out how it promotes tumor growth.
What are you working on in your lab to reduce or block the androgen receptor?
Along with the Dr. Stefan Boston Lab, who is also at KU University, we will be creating a new drug that can target the breast cancer specifically and not target the healthy tissue.
This vital research is a potential lifesaver. How far along are you in developing the treatment?
We are currently in the cellular phase, but we are hoping soon to get into an animal model testing on resistant tumors.
It's still early in your research, but are you seeing any positive results?
Yeah, we are seeing very positive results by attacking the androgen receptor.
For more information about graduate research, visit graduate.ku.edu or our website at kansaspublicradio.org. For Research Matters, I'm Steve Kincaid.
Hi, I'm Jake Armerding. And I've got some stellar music for you coming up next, and I mean that scientifically. Englishman William Herschel, a brilliant composer, also discovered the planet Uranus. Here is his Symphony No. 12. Thank you. Matthias Bamert, conducting the London Mozart Players Symphony No. 12 by William Herschel. Here's one of Samuel Barber's early songs. He wrote it when he was around 16. When I was 16, I was really focused on developing my foul shot. I still thought I had a shot at the NBA. Ha! That's my rueful laugh. It's the Kenne Mason siblings, cellist Sheku and pianist Isita, performing There's Nae Lark. Short and so sweet. That one's based around a poem you might call Imitation Scotch. The English poet Algernon Charles Swinburne wrote it in Scottish dialect. But of course he wasn't Scottish. In the spirit of that, Barber put in some gestures that are very reminiscent of Scottish folk song. So how about the real McCoy? How about a Scottish concerto written by a Scot? I've got one for you, coming up in 60 seconds.
Support for classical music on KPR comes from Lawrence Opera Theater, presenting A Night on Broadway, an evening of Broadway hits, hidden gems, and opera classics for their annual fundraiser, Saturday, February 28, 7:30 at Maselli's in Lawrence. Tickets at lawrenceopera.org. And the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu.
Now here's your weather forecast for the KPR listening area. It's 51 and fair. Wind is from the east-southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low in the mid-40s. Wind will be from the southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then tomorrow clear with a high in the low 60s. Wind will be from the southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night clear with a low in the mid-20s. It's 51 and fair. That's KPR weather.
Here's the Scottish Concerto by Alexander Mackenzie, performed by the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra. Martin Brabbins, conducting the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra, featuring pianist Stephen Osborne. The Scottish Concerto by Alexander Mackenzie. He spent a rather large part of his career running the Royal Academy of Music in London. And I'll have another out-of-town composer, this one from the Czech Republic, who made his mark in London, coming right up.
Hey, it's Daryl Brogdon, host of the Retro Cocktail Hour. The show is 30 years old, and we're going to celebrate with a big weekend, February 27th and 28th. Come join us for live music, a banger of a cocktail party, and more right here in Lawrence, Kansas. We've got concerts by Exotica Cocktail and all the way from L.A., the band called Nutty. Some events are already sold out, so get your tickets now. Just go to kansaspublicradio.org.
I'm Maria Lopez. Now here's your weather forecast for the KPR listening area. It's 51 and fair. Wind is from the north. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low in the mid-40s. Wind will be from the southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then tomorrow clear with a high in the low 60s. Wind will be from the southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night clear with a low in the mid-20s. It's 51 and fair. That's KPR weather.
Have you ever wondered why pianists sit with their profile to the audience, to the side? Haven't we all? The answer is Czech composer Jan Dušek. Up until Dušek, performers would actually face the piano toward the audience, so it was between the performer and the audience, kind of like a vase of flowers on the table. And Dušek said, what if we turned things 90 degrees? Would that be wrong? On the contrary, it was very, very right. So right, in fact, that you never see it done any other way. He wrote a lot of harp music along with piano music. Here's his harp sonata.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And online at kansaspublicradio.org.
I'm Maria Lopez. Now here's your weather forecast for the KPR listening area. It's 51 and fair. Wind is from the north. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low in the mid-40s. Wind will be from the southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then tomorrow clear with a high in the low 60s. Wind will be from the southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night clear with a low in the mid-20s. It's 51 and fair. That's KPR weather.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg told a jury today that the company has tried to keep preteens off of Instagram, but it hasn't always worked. He was testifying at a landmark social media trial that marks the first time tech companies have been brought to trial for claims that they deliberately design apps to addict young people. NPR's Bobby Allen has more.
He was shown an internal strategy document that said, quote, if we want to wig big with teens, we have to bring them in as tweens. To this, Zuckerberg said, yes, he recalled the document, but didn't remember the context around it. He said, well, the minimum age to use Instagram is 13. They have struggled with keeping preteens off the app. He was also shown an email he wrote saying that getting rid of beauty filters would be paternalistic. He says he was trying to find, you know, the right balance between limiting them and also allowing people to express themselves.
NPR's Bobby Allen reporting. The Trump administration says more than 550 commercial driving schools that train truckers and bus drivers must close. The Transportation Department says they employed unqualified instructors and failed to adequately test students. The department has been targeting states that gave licenses to immigrants who it says shouldn't have qualified. A Catholic diocese in New Jersey has announced a $180 million settlement with clergy sex abuse survivors. NPR's Jason DeRose reports.
The Diocese of Camden in southern New Jersey reached the settlement agreement as part of a bankruptcy case. It's still pending court approval. A statement from the Camden bishop thanks victims for coming forward and says he's, quote, profoundly sorry for what they suffered. Last week, the five Catholic dioceses in New Jersey released a list naming more than 180 abusive clergy spanning a number of decades. Many of them are now deceased, while those still living have been removed from ministry. Camden listed 56 priests and one deacon against whom victims brought credible allegations of abuse. Jason DeRose, NPR News.
In California, authorities say 8 backcountry skiers are confirmed dead after an avalanche near Castle Peak in the Lake Tahoe area. One skier remains missing. From member station KUNR, Maria Palma reports.
The avalanche struck around 11:30 a.m. Tuesday in remote terrain within the Tahoe National Forest. The group was on a guided 3-day ski tour with Blackbird Mountain guides. 15 people were on the trip. 6 survivors, 1 guide, and 5 clients were rescued Tuesday. Nevada County Sheriff Shannon Moon says the operation has officially shifted from a rescue to a recovery mission.
This incident remains ongoing. Our focus remains on recovering, but the snow and the unsure conditions are creating an issue to making sure that we can safely do that.
Roughly 50 responders from multiple agencies are deployed in heavy snow, winds, and near zero visibility. High avalanche danger continues to impede access. For NPR News, I'm Maria Palma in Reno.
This is NPR. The share of adults aged 25 and older with a bachelor's degree increased from 34% to nearly 38% over the last 5 years. The Durham-Chapel Hill, North Carolina metro area saw one of the largest increases. Springfield, Massachusetts was the only metro area with a decrease. Roughly 32,000 Volkswagen assembly plant workers in Tennessee are deciding whether to ratify their first union contract. NPR's Stephen Basaha reports they first voted to join the United Auto Workers Union almost 2 years ago.
If those workers approve the contract, they will immediately get a roughly $6,500 bonus. Wages would also go up more than 20% over 4 years and get cost of living adjustments. The union says health care premiums will also be frozen under this contract. 73% of workers voted to unionize in April 2024. It was a rare win for the union in the South, a part of the country with lots of foreign car factories and few unions. The UAW made an aggressive push to unionize other Southern plants, but those campaigns have fizzled in the nearly 2 years it's taken to negotiate this contract. Voting closes Thursday, and the UAW is hoping a ratified contract will be a step toward unionizing more Southern auto workers. Stephen Misaha, NPR News.
A federal judge in Chicago has ruled that boneless wings at Buffalo Wild Wings can be marketed as wings. In his ruling, Judge John Tharp said the case, quote, has no meat on its bones. Also, he wrote that the plaintiff did not drum up enough factual allegations. A Chicago man filed the lawsuit in 2023, arguing that Buffalo Wild Wings had engaged in false advertising, but that just didn't fly. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
Well, greetings. It's Jazz here on Kansas Public Radio, KPR Jazz. I'm Tom Parkinson. Thank you for tuning in. Coming up in this next hour, we're going to be listening to something recent, something from 2025, from saxophonist Joshua Redman. We'll also go back to 1957 and check out something from Coleman Hawkins. Those selections coming up shortly. We're going to start this hour, though, with a couple of things written by pianist Bobby Timmons. Here's Karin Allison and her take on Moanin' here on KPR Jazz.
Every morning find me moaning, 'cause of all the trouble I've seen. Life's a losing gamble to me. Cares and woes have got me moaning. Every evening find me moaning. I'm alone and crying the blues. I am so tired of paying these dues. Everybody knows I'm moaning. Lord, I spend plenty of days and nights alone with my grief. But I pray, really and truly pray, somebody will come and bring me relief. Every morning I find me moaning, 'cause of all the trouble I've seen. Life's a losing gamble to me. Cares and woes have got me moaning. Thank you.
'Cause of all the trouble I've seen, life's a losing gamble to me. Cares and woes have got me moaning. Lord, I try, really and truly try, to find some relief. Lord, I spend plenty of days and nights alone with my grief. Lord, I pray, really and truly pray, to find some relief.
There's vibraphonist Stefan Harris from his album Sonic Creed, and we heard Bobby Timmons' composition Dat Dare with James Francis.